Welcome to the Dr. Bob Show. I'm Dr. Bob. My first guest today is Angela. Angela can't stop spending money. She has accumulated a mountain of debt her husband won't soon dig out of. The two have twice filed for bankruptcy, and still Angela hasn't found a sale she can resist. She's alienated her friends, her parents, and now her husband, who can literally no longer afford to remain married to her. He's filed for divorce. Angela has received her wake-up call. She doesn't want to lose her husband, and so she's come to me, Dr. Bob, a former rodeo clown from Austin, turned multimillionaire teletherapist for throngs of dissatisfied Americans who thrive off other people's grief. Hi, Angela, and welcome to the Dr. Bob Show.
Hi, Dr. Bob.
Angela, what seems to be the problem, honey lump?
Well, Dr. Bob, I see something I want and I somehow rationalize its cost. I recently maxed out my 7th credit card. I'm really sick, aren't I, Dr. Bob?
Oh, no, 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 Snoopy face. Well, yes. Actually, you are pretty f***ed up.
What should I do?
First thing I'd do is thank God every day my husband was an Ike Turner. Hell, I think Tina might even hold you for him. Oh, boy.
Oh, God, is it that bad?
Oh, come on, Angela, collect yourself. I was only joking, probably. I actually have good news there, Poopy Pants. Your problem, as it turns out, is a simple fix. Simple as penitentiary hoedowns, really. Angela, have you ever heard of something we in the psychiatric field refer to as economics?
Well, sure. I took it in college.
Oh, well, I'm no college professor. Had I been, I might have invited you to my office after class, seduced you sexually using a combination of my position of authority, a sage fatherly characteristic you probably missed out on as a child, the smell of pipe tobacco and a warm glass of sherry. Had that not worked, I might have threatened you with a poor grade that could have sabotaged your postgraduate studies, then used the expression, "Who's going to take the word of a struggling college girl over a highly qualified and respected professor?" But I'm not a college professor, Angela, any more than I am a qualified therapist. Still, it's this keen intuition of mine that has previously buffaloed the likes of people greater than you that is here to save you now. You know, people like Oprah, Rob Lowe, and two of the Gilmore Girls. I'm talking about economics, Angela. Simple as kidnapping possums. You see, purchase items all have a price. Sometimes it's a tag, sometimes a sticker, but a price nonetheless. If the price of that item, or the combined price of several items, is a number greater than your available income, you shouldn't buy it. In fact, you probably shouldn't even look at it.
Okay, that makes sense. I think I can do this.
Of course you can, Angela. Here, I want you to have my new book. It's entitled You Can't Afford Sh**, Dr. Bob's Guide to Curbing Your Excess Spending.
Thank you, Dr. Bob.
That'll be $49.95.
Oh, no problem.
Thanks for coming in, sweetheart. My next guest is Kenny. Kenny is tired of bickering with his wife, Sandra. He says their arguments have not yet turned violent, but realizes the constant shouting and name-calling around the house is having an adverse effect on their two children. Kenny wants to fix the problem while it still can be fixed. He wants to salvage his marriage and provide for his children a happy home. Hi, Kenny. Thanks for coming in, and I commend your effort to fix this thing.
Yeah, thank you, Dr. Bob.
Kenny, what seems to be the problem with your wife?
I wish I knew, Dr. Bob. I think she may just be a bitch.
I see. Do you think perhaps you inspire this attitude in her, that maybe you share this destructive behavior and are not taking your full share of the responsibility for it?
No.
You're telling me you are entirely exempt of any wrongdoing, that you've exhausted all efforts to avoid conflict but are routinely coaxed into unnecessary debate?
Yep, pretty much. I'd say it's as good a way to put it as any.
Well, I think I've heard quite enough, Kenny. Your problem? Well, I could pull a child off the street that could diagnose you, son. In fact, I won't even waste the audience's time by orating your solution. I'll just skip to the chase. Please take a copy of my book. It's entitled Divorce That Unreasonable Bitch, Dr. Bob's Guide to a Harmonious Single Parent Home.
Thanks, Bob. But I don't want the kids.
You're right. Stick them with the bitch. Great idea.
Cool. You know, it was my girlfriend who told me to come see you, and man, she was right. Thanks, Dr. Bob. You're all right.
Thank you, Kenny, and your girlfriend's a looker. Hi there. You know something, Kenny? A happy home is no more further away than a biscuit-filled possum hole.
I don't get it.
Thanks for coming in, Kenny. My final guest today is Cliff. Cliff is so set on convincing his parents he was born as a woman in a man's body, he's determined to impregnate himself to prove it.
Thanks for having me, Dr. Bob.
Cliff, a man can't become pregnant.
I know, Dr. Bob.
Thanks for coming in. That's all the time we have for today's show. Join me next week when my guests will be cross-dressing men who hate today's fashion for women. Y'all be good to each other, you hear? I'm Dr. Bob.